Now, as you would have heard in our news, announcement made yesterday by the HSE that over €12.2 million has been allocated to healthcare infrastructure projects in the county under the proposed 2026 HSE capital plan. UHK will get the lion's share of the funding, while £390,000 has been allocated towards the design feasibility stage of a new ambulance station at Carhartt-Savine Community Hospital, something that will be welcomed. €842,000 has been assigned for the appraisal stage of the proposed minor injury unit in Killarney, something that's long been looked for and looks like it will go into where St. Columbanus Hospital is now once that's vacated when the Killarney Community Nursing Unit is opened up. Before coming in here, I spoke to Killarney GP Dr. Carrie Stack about this and asked him for his view that things are starting to move forward with the development of the minor injuries unit for Killarney.
This has been in the offing for the last 2-3 years. Our first meeting with the new REO, Andy Phillips, at that time, the first item on the agenda, first question he asked about was opening a minor injury unit in Killarney. So it has been in the offing for some time. The funding provided yesterday was funding for a design, for the design of same. So it was still a bit off, but I would expect it over the next 18 months or 2 years, I would expect that we would have a minor injury unit in Killarney.
Okay, what will that do for the area? And what will it do particularly, I suppose, for University Hospital, Kerry? Gary is the place where everyone goes.
That's first from the Killarney point of view, it's going to be beneficial for patients in South Kerry and East Kerry, and probably West Kerry as well, particularly so. And even patients in North Kerry will hopefully avoid a long wait in A&E in UHK, because the minor injury units around the country have been working quite well with very small waiting lists and very small delays. They are focused on what they need to do and it gets done quite quickly.
There's no other distractions, there's no triaging of issues, there's no going into A&E and being sorted out and all of those sort of things with a dedicated unit.
It's a dedicated unit for minor injuries, looking at fractures, sprains, burns, lacerations, that type of minor injury. Anybody, obviously, with more serious problems, or anybody who potentially will need admission, will still need to go to A&E. But it would be of great benefit from the patient's point of view. It would be a great benefit for the town of Killarney, great benefit for tourists, because our population doubles for the summer. And it would be benefit for GPs who would have local access to the unit.
Yeah, so €842,000 for the appraisal stage of the unit. You're saying maybe you're hopeful 2 years, that you're confident the money will be there when it's needed to get this over the line.
Well, the money makes sense because it will reduce the pressure on UHK. It will be an efficient use of the money. The funding provided at the minute is actually 10% of what was given to UHK yesterday for their buildings.
Yeah.
This is for design of the unit. It's expected that the unit will open in what is currently Columbanus Hospital, because that will be mainly closed with the opening of the new community hospital.
Okay, so the reuse of the existing building, I'd say, or the recalibration of it, of the existing building,
right,
to keep it within the health services in Killarney, and hopefully not have an idle building as we've seen elsewhere in the town.
Yes, that's true. The development in Finland is still, there's no plans for Finland at the moment. But at least we'll have use for the Columbanus Hospital when the patients move out of there.
Mm. Gary, in the wider context, what's your view on the €8.4 million set aside for the single-storey extension at UHK? This is part of the, I suppose, the HSE's plan for inpatient bed capacity expansion across the country. That's increasing overnight bed numbers in public hospitals. It's obviously desperately needed.
It always has to be the case because the population has increased significantly, and more importantly, the elderly proportion of that population has had a huge increase. So they're the people who will be using the bed capacity. So bed capacity is needed in all hospitals around the country.
Are we going to have to see more of that, Gary, as time goes by? With our demographic situation in this country, the number of older people, the care needs, people living longer, it's all going in one direction, isn't it?
It is, but I suppose we're trying to plan for that as well. There have been major developments from a GP point of view in communication with the hospital over the past 2 years, with regard to rapid access clinics and minor medical assessment units and the use of A&E. So we would anticipate that will increase and will be used in other areas within the hospital as well. More streamlined service.
Yeah, and that is part of it. Final point, Gary, and a wider context for GPs out there. You mentioned, obviously, it would help the GPs in Killarney to be able to refer someone to a minor injuries unit rather than have to send one to Tralee. There's a motion being debated in the Dáil today by the Social Democrats. They've come up with a 20-point plan to try and address GP shortages, which they're saying are now so severe, people spend years waiting on waiting lists while others pay up to €100 for an appointment. They've all sorts of things proposed, many of them to do with, I suppose, the cost of running a GP business, but they're saying that there should be free GP care up to and including under 12s in the short term, and then for everybody as time goes by. What do you make of what their plans are?
I suppose I've looked at the plans in detail, and they're certainly the plans that we have been mooting for some time, particularly for the rural areas. I always spoke about Carsley and Waterford area and even the Iveragh Peninsula. There has to be some lateral thinking on how we get GPs into these areas.
They're saying, Gary, they want to, it's similar to the DESH scheme for schools, disadvantaged areas, that a scheme would support GPs going into those areas, obviously financially and otherwise.
Yeah, that's correct, because the current situation, I think that the GP population is increasing in the larger centres, and certainly in rural towns as well, it is increasing. But in the far rural areas, we still have a major problem in trying to attract GPs to the area. So there would have to be lateral thinking in that, either salary GPs or additional grants for those areas, and that is not happening at the moment.
Okay, all right, we'll see where that Dáil debate goes today and what the government response is. Gary, thanks for taking the time to talk to me about that in the programme this morning.
That's
Dr. Gary Stack there, responding to the HSE's capital development plan. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme, something that you would welcome. We want to hear your opinions on it.